Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Mammoth Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTH. Also on the OTC markets under the symbol MMMRF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Thomas Atkins. Now, Mammoth Resources is focused on the Tenariba project in the Sierra Madre precious metals belt in Mexico. This project was initially optioned to Centerra Gold, but then when they pulled out of Mexico, Mammoth got the project back. They own 100% of this project, and the company is, I believe, just wrapping up a drill program that carried over from last year. Thomas, because it's been a little while since we had you last on the show, it was mid last year that you were back on. Let's talk about the drill program that is now just wrapping up. Remind everybody the strategy and size of the program, please.
Yeah, so we were aiming to do in the neighborhood of around 2,500 to 3,000 meters, 25-ish to 30 holes. We're testing a 4-kilometer trend where we've got, oh my gosh, like literally thousands, like 3,000 combinations of soil, chip, and channel samples from surface, you know, highly anomalous gold. I mean, we got 6 grams of gold in soil, in dirt, in one sample. We sampled up to 76 gram per ton gold in a hand sample, and then 26 in a meter and a half chip sample. So really good gold values over this 4-kilometer trend. And it's had 2 prior phases of drilling, a 15 and then 10 hole program, for a total of 25 holes. And we're in the phase one of this 50 to 60 hole program, likely wrapping up in the days ahead as we begin to run out of water in the area. We're in the midst of the driest part of the year, and it has been like that since the end of last year. So water is beginning to become scarce, and we're gonna wrap up and compile all of our results from what will likely be 28 drill holes. We've reported on 10. Gosh, I'd say we're probably hitting about 80-85% are potentially economical. I mean, our highest grade interval was a meter and a half. Everything we sample is at meter and a half to higher intervals, but with meter and a half of 6.5 gram, that's part of a 18 meter interval of 1.25, you know, number of 1.5-ish, 1.2. There's some lower grade stuff, but we're probably averaging in, I would say, in this program around the 0.8, 0.9 gram per ton level in what we believe will be an open pit, and we believe will be a heap leach mine. And so these grades are very comparable with other mines in production in this area, in this Sierra Madre, in similar high sulfidation type settings. And that would be Alamos Gold's Mulatos project. It's hit 6.5 million ounces, and Agnico Eagle's La India, which is about 2.5 million ounces, where they're mining economically similar grades.
Yeah, Thomas, these are respectable grades to be able to do an open pit heap leach operation. And so I know that you're 28 holes into this planned 50 or so hole program. You're going to take a brief respite to review the results you've got so far while there's kind of the dry part of the season, and then get back to drilling again, probably another 25 holes in a couple months. But one of the things that is unique is you have such a huge land package, and it mentioned in the press release 5 target areas. You kind of have those in 3 zones, a west, a central, and east. I'd love you to break down the 3 main areas for people just so they get a sense of where you were putting these holes in and what you're seeing at these different targets.
Yeah, well, we look at this as being a very good question. We look at this as being kind of a scout program. I use that term because what we've done is we've gone into each of the areas. And you look at in the east and the west. So the west we call Moreno. The central area is Masuparia. And to the east we call Candelitos. And these are all about 1.5 kilometers by 1 kilometer or so dimensions that comprises total 4-kilometer trend, 4 to 6 kilometers. 4 where we've done, you know, geophysics complete and then partial geophysics for the other 2 kilometers to take it from 4 to 6. But we're doing this drilling. We went into the Candelitos area, for example, in the east. It had only had 3 prior drill holes. We put the initial 4 in it, and then we moved to another area. And we put another 4, so 3 or 4 holes in there, and then we moved to another area. And the reason we're doing that is we want to get the results, because it's been so sparsely drilled, we want to get the results from the initial 3 or 4 holes that we targeted. And these are major step-outs. Like, we're going out like 200, 250, up to 700-meter step-outs from any of the sparse initial drilling that was done on the areas. We want to get the results from those, and then we come back to the areas again. So it's slowed down the progress of the program because we're moving around quite a bit, moving around just within the areas. When you look at a 250-meter step out, there's that kind of moving that takes time and is taking place. But then also we're going, you know, a kilometer and a half away to another area, have to set up new water lines, et cetera, as we test those areas. And then we come back to the areas where we did the initial drilling based on the results, and we're doing further step outs. So we're really sketching out a big area with big step outs and having really good success. I mean, that's the part that I'm most encouraged by, is that the number of holes that we're getting that are of potentially economic grades comparable to these other mines that are in production in big step outs in really big areas.
So I realize it's still early on with only 10 holes reported, but has any of these three areas stood out any more to you, Thomas? Or on top of that, the holes that have been drilled, do any look more attractive to you? Anywhere that you guys already know you'll be focusing coming back?
Yeah, look, at they all do, really. Carlitos to the east is really, really big. It's got some really good indications of sort of a collapsed dome of this high sulfidation system. And we're seeing, you know, some really good results and really big step outs in that area. I mean, this is an area that's a kilometer and a half by three quarters to a kilometer in size. And you know, realistically, when I talk about these other mines, you know, with 2.5 and 6 million ounces, I mean, this is kind of like the footprint of just what they have in that, you know, like this kilometer and a half by kilometer area. And then, you know, this is only a part of it. Masupari is intriguing because we're seeing a bit of a trend there. And then in Moreno to the west, we're getting some copper. So we had a hole last year. We had quite a good intersection, 7.2 meters of included 3.6% copper with some lower gold and some decent silver values. We had a hole that we announced last week. It was part of a 37.5 meter interval that was 1.2 gram per ton gold. There was 18 meters and it had close to 0.6% copper and some nice silver at 21 gram silver. So now the thing that's interesting about Moreno is it's deeper in the system. There's about a 600 to 700 meter difference in elevation between Canaritos in the east and 4 kilometers further west, this Moreno area. So we're dropping deeper into the system, and these high sulfidation systems are characterized that at depth, they're porphyry systems. So it can be porphyry, gold, copper. So, you know, that's showing evidence of the continuity of the system, the integrity of the system, that we are in a high sulfidation system. And then at depth, yeah, there's also this sweetener of having the copper with the silver and the gold.
Well, Thomas, that's always good to see kind of a mix in those porphyry centers. Sometimes they appear in clusters. So I would imagine with such a large land package that you're also going to be looking to see if there's any other porphyry centers on the property. About how deep are you drilling at Moreno, though, compared to Carneritos, since you're going deeper to get into that high sulfidation zone? How deep are those drill holes? And then how are the ones over at Carneritos?
You know, we're generally targeting, because of the open pit aspect of it, we're generally targeting, you know, from surface, because look, we have the surface mineralization. We're tending to aim from what we see at surface to go down towards 100 meters and that, because that's sort of your starter open pit and that. We have drilled some holes deeper because we see some deeper geophysical targets that we're curious to test. And so we have gone deeper. You know, we have to remember as well that many of these holes are at sort of 55, 60 degree angles. So even though we might be talking of an interval that might be, let's just say, you know, at 150 or 180 meters, when you correct for actual vertical depth and you take into account the relief, et cetera, trying to get access to targets from various, you know, topographic relief, it's not necessarily, you know, that sort of vertical depth. But generally speaking, look, if we see it on surface, we try to hit it on the way down to 100 meters. What it's telling us is that, okay, here's mineralization from surface because we've got the results there and we're catching it on the way down, and it probably continues as well. I mean, you can only do so much with a drill hole, a single drill hole to test, you know, various zones, but that's our basic objective, is connect the surface to some depth down to 100 meters. And, you know, all expectations are, so we got it at surface and we got 100 meters, it probably is going from surface to 100 meters. So that's the opportunity.
Okay, so it sounds like you guys are still going to need to do a lot more drilling here to fully understand what's even possible, but there are still going to be 18 holes released before you even get back on the ground. Where does the company stand cash-wise in terms of, well, now the program is finished, but then moving into a phase two or the follow-up to phase one here?
Yeah, we're sitting on a pretty decent amount of cash right now. I mean, it's not like millions of dollars, but we're sitting on, you know, a decent level of cash. Not enough to do the next program. We'll want to replenish our reserves, our cash reserves, to do the next program. But, you know, we could certainly kick something off with what we've got if we didn't finance. But we'd be looking to raise maybe another, I don't know, maybe $1 million, $1.5 million, like not a huge amount of money, to replicate the program that we have now, or that we're now concluding. It's another 25 or so holes.
Okay, Thomas, well, I know that you still have drill assays that you still need to report, and there'll be more drilling coming in the future, but what are the main takeaways you want investors to get? What's the main news they should be looking for, let's say, over the next few months?
Well, you know, continued results that continue to show the potential for building resources over this large area. You know, grades that are economical in the sense of an open pit heap leach mine. And this is really something where it's a combination of grade and volume, but as much as is one or the other, it's really the combination of it. Such a large area, and these grades are typical for these types of deposits. And that, I think what's unique about us is the size of the target areas. And that, you know, we'll continue to announce these results. And, you know, the program, again, keep in mind that it is a scout program, that we're making substantial step outs in that. But, you know, if you'll start to see a trend becoming defined. And as you start to see that trend, there's all these opportunities to infill in that and really build ounces in that. So as we announce results over the coming weeks, months, you know, as they trickle in from the lab, I think people will get a better sense of the scale and size of the potential, and that hopefully will segue into further drilling and further establishing, you know, what we hope to be a resource in the near future.
All right, Thomas, thank you for the update. We will post a link to the Mammoth website below and the news section so everyone can read over the initial results that have been released and also get a better understanding of where these targets are with some of the figures in those news releases. Thomas, thank you for the update here. Keep us up to date on future news. And if anybody has any follow-up questions for Thomas, you can always email us, fleck@kereport.com. Thanks again for your time, Thomas.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care.